The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Let's just praise. I believe that the psalmist David said it best, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Just listen to a sample of some other verses from that same chapter in Psalms 34. "I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt His name together. I prayed to the Lord, and He answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to Him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation I prayed, and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him. The Lord hears His people when they call to Him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. The Lord will redeem those who serve Him. No one who takes refuge in Him will be condemned." Psalm 115:18. "We will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord." Psalm 100. A psalm for giving thanks. "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations." 2 Chronicles 20, "And when Jehoshaphat had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever." Let us consider the privilege that David gave to many of the Levites. I hear the story in 1 Chronicles 16. David appointed certain of the Levites to lead the people in worship before the ark of the Lord, to invoke His blessings, to give thanks, and to praise the Lord, the God of Israel. And hear the heart of David, found in Psalm 146. "Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being." Hear the voice of Paul as he reminds both Jews and Gentiles that Christ is our hope. Romans 15. Remember that Christ came as a servant to the Jews to show that God is true to the promises He made to their ancestors. He also came so that the Gentiles might give glory to God for His mercies to them. That is what the psalmist meant when he wrote, "For this I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing praises to your name." And in another place it is written, "Rejoice with His people, you Gentiles." And yet again, "Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles. Praise Him, all you people of the earth." Thanksgiving and praise to our God go hand in hand. As our hearts are filled with thanks for God's blessings, we praise Him as the source of those blessings. James 1, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." Ephesians 5, "Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Folks, no matter what is going on in and around you, give praise to God. He inhabits the praises of His people. Just imagine being alone with no distractions, just you in the presence of Almighty God, with thanksgiving and praise. Well, you might be standing up with hands raised in praise, or simply falling on your face in worship to Him. Please think on these things.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.